Hello guys, and thank you for joining me on another exciting episode of Defying the Odds with me, Annabel Kemi. Okay, so today I will be talking about unconscious bias. This is a topic that is quite dear to my heart because it affects a lot of us women on a daily basis. I think more often than it affects our male counterparts. And that is why I have titled today's talk, How to Overcome Unconscious Bias. Staying true to your convictions in spite of disparaging biases. 7 years ago, I attended a six-month career course that taught me a lot of life lessons. I went on that course feeling like a princess and practically floating on a rose-colored cloud. I thought it was going to be a period of learning, networking, making friends, and all-around bliss. Well, a couple of months into the course, reality dawned on me. I discovered it was a dog-eat-dog world out there, and the worst mistake you could make was to expect people to treat you as gracefully as you treat them. Before I came to this realization, though, I had been bullied, betrayed, misjudged, mocked, cheated, and the list goes on. It took me experiencing several disappointments, getting angry, almost losing my mind, crying in my closet, and facing up to bullies to finally learn the lessons I was meant to learn. Looking back now, I believe that the universe wanted me to learn two major lessons. The first is that most people relate with you on the basis of their unconscious biases. The second lesson is to never allow such biases to make you lose faith in yourself. I gleaned these lessons from several incidences, two of which I'll share with you. One was when the self-acclaimed richest person on the course had recruited some of our classmates to bully me for refusing to be her stooge. In her mind, anyone without the financial clout she had was beneath her and had to serve her or risk being ostracized. Sadly, she didn't even realize that she was doing that. Her actions and utterances, however, told a different story. I almost became the most hated person on that course simply because I chose to not be her puppet anymore. It was an emotionally draining period, but I made up my mind to not align myself with her mediocre ways and live my life on that course on my own terms. My defiance triggered her unconscious bias so much that she started going as far as slandering me. If we were in a free society at the time, I certainly would have been justified to slam her with a suit for defamation of character. I used to feel extremely cheated by how I never got justice, even when everyone could see how I was constantly being bullied by her and her minions. In hindsight, though, this situation helped me grow a backbone and not let the mental and emotional pressure I was constantly under make me lose focus academically. I'm proud to say that I did quite well on that course. Another intense experience that clearly exemplified the unconscious bias in humans happened at the end of the course. All the bullying and unfair academic assessments that played out during the course upset me a great deal. I felt betrayed by the system I had hitherto held in high esteem, and I didn't pretend to be happy with how the course ended. Consequently, I was asked by one of the staff if I would want to come back to the school for the next career course, and my reply was a definite no. I was not about to pretend about how I felt. His response was a condescending smirk and remarks about how I would have no choice but to come back. His reasons were that I am a female and I could never pass the professional qualifying examination well enough to be nominated for a foreign course. Interesting, isn't it? As much as I felt slighted by his demeaning comments and obvious bias, I knew he had no say in the way the universe works, and I kept hoping for a miracle. Well, suffice to say that I actually got my miracle, and the universe proved his biases wrong. That man said those things out of his innate bias against my gender and other deep-seated workplace biases. His unconscious bias surfaced because I, a female, dared to disapprove of the way things were being done in a system he belonged to. Now, what is unconscious bias? The Oxford Learner's Dictionary simply defines unconscious bias as an unfair belief about a group of people that you are not aware of and that affects your behavior and decisions. For clarity, the Office of Diversity and Outreach at the University of California in San Francisco also asserted that unconscious biases are social stereotypes about certain groups of people that individuals form outside their own conscious awareness. It also stated that we all hold unconscious biases, which stem from our human tendency to categorize people in our social worlds, just like the other woman had categorized me amongst the have-nots who had to serve her. In light of this fact, unconscious bias has been proven to be highly prevalent and usually incompatible with our perceived values. We often display our unconscious biases when we are under pressure or faced with certain situations that activate our unconscious beliefs and behaviors. In our everyday dealings with other people, we often find ourselves judging and treating them on the basis of our personal biases, albeit unconsciously. Some of these biases stem from our backgrounds, environments, religious convictions, educational levels, social and financial status, amongst many other factors. Unfortunately, as we project our unconscious biases on others, we project negativity on them. Depending on the recipient's emotional state, we could inadvertently be causing them trauma or reopening some emotional wounds. This could impact negatively on their mental health, thus leading to depression or other antisocial behaviors. This is something I believe is rarely spoken about in this part of the world especially, and has robbed many people of their happiness. In different facets of society, unconscious bias plays out regularly. A young, successful woman is often accused of slipping her way to the top, and so she'll be disrespected. Every successful young man, especially in my country, who drives a Mercedes-Benz car is labeled a fraudster and should be arrested. Every female politician is considered a woman of easy virtue and should be mocked. Single mothers are regarded as irresponsible and should be avoided. Unmarried women of a certain age are definitely ill-mannered and should be looked down on. Men from a certain demographic are all criminals and should never be trusted. There are many more examples out there. I therefore recommend that you do these three things if you want to shake off the effects of unconscious bias on you, particularly when you perceive somebody projecting their unconscious biases towards you. Now, the first recommendation is that you do not allow the perceived biases to change your personality. Don't do that. Don't let them win. Secondly, forgive people in advance for their unconscious biases towards you. This is important because a lot of them are actually victims of their shallow mindsets. So to a large extent, we can't really completely blame them for their unconscious biases. And my third recommendation is that you ride the waves of these biases to become a better person yourself. Success is the best way to change people's opinions and wrong perceptions about you. Whenever we find ourselves on the receiving end of unconscious bias, we should avoid being judgmental. We ought to understand that these people do not know better than they project. I advocate that we all pay more attention to how we treat others based on our biases. This way, we could start the process of change, project positivity, and rid our societies of the negative effects of unconscious bias. And if we all want to be truthful, we will admit that we, at some level, have been unconsciously biased towards others. However, as we learn every day, we should endeavor to dump such negative attitudes and attributes and be intentional about regarding and treating other people fairly. Let go of unconscious bias, and unconscious bias or not, just work hard on yourself and be the best version of yourself the world could ever dream of having. On that note, I have come to the end of today's podcast. I sincerely hope you benefited from this and it will help steer your mind towards the right path. I truly hope that we will all become more conscious about our biases towards other people or other groups of people and learn to be better people, be kinder to our fellow human beings. So, let me leave you as I often leave you every week. Whatever you do this year, this month, or this week, as much as possible, try to put a smile on someone else's face. I love you. Enjoy the rest of your week, and let's do this again next week, okay? Bye for now.